Today on the Pageant Cast, it's U.S. Ms. 2006, Phaedra Flowers, coming up now on the Pageant Cast.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
This is the Pageant Cast, episode
number 45.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Melissa Hinshaw, Miss Lakeshore 2006, and you're listening to the internet's very first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, none other than the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thanks for the great introduction. We have a fantastic program on tap for you today. Now, today on the show, we'll be bringing you the Pageant Cast Adler with all the latest pageantry news. And today, we'll have our interview with Phaedra Flowers, U.S. Ms. 2006. Now, if you're listening to today's show on the Pageant Cast website, thanks for listening and consider subscribing. If you have iTunes, simply click on the subscribe and iTunes icon, and it does the rest for you. It's quick, it's easy, and best of all, it's free. Never miss an episode.
Pageant Cast.
Taking a look at the Pageant Cast Frapper Map, and we've gotten a few responses since the last time we went and we checked. We have the Miss New York Sweet Pea Pageant had put a shout out there. We have the Virginia Sweet Pea Pageant from Virginia, of course, and the National and Pennsylvania Sweet Pea Pageant. So we have the Sweet Pea Pageant from New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Then from West Virginia, we have our new good friend Christine. Hello, Christine. And Jalissa, and I hope I'm saying that right, from South Williamsport, that's in Pennsylvania, put her map out there. Thanks so much for leaving your mark on our Frapper map. Now, the MySpace account, I've stopped even going in there and trying to announce all those people. There's just hundreds going on there all the time, and we appreciate each and every one of our friends out on the MySpace account.
TKPNpodcast.com.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
And you're listening to the Pageant Cast, and you're so lucky you're listening today because we have a fantastic guest. She is U.S. Ms. 2006, Phaedra Flowers. How are you today, Phaedra?
I am doing wonderful. I hope you are.
I certainly am. Now, where are we calling you today? Where are you located?
I am in Huntersville, North Carolina.
North Carolina. I do detect a little bit of an accent. And I'm from the Midwest, so I'm sure I have an accent to you. So.
You sure do.
Now, I have to ask you, what drew your interest to this pageant?
It was a preliminary pageant to the Southern U.S. Miss pageant. And just, I actually had won United States a couple years ago, and the director of that actually put my focus in the direction of Emily Keith's pageant, Southern U.S. Miss, and just, you know, started looking on her website, checking out information, trying to get information about her as well as the pageant, and, you know, just learned that it was such a great system. I'm like, wow, you know, I'd love to be a part of this. So I went and entered the pageant in Mississippi over the summer, and the pageant from the state went to the national competition that was held in August in Las Vegas. So it's just been a great system so far to be a part of, and I'm very excited to have been able to go all the way.
Well, refresh our memories. How is this system judged? What are the competitions? in it?
It's mainly interview. It's like 50% interview, and then we have evening gown. And the ladies that are in the MS division, which is what I am, we had to compete in fitness wear, but we actually got to compete in swimwear at Nationals, but it was supposed to be fitness wear. And then we have an on-stage question.
Okay. Now,
so everything as your typical pageants, just not talent, or no talent.
Okay. The question I have, okay, it's the Ms. division or the MS division.
Yes.
What are the guidelines for that division?
The MS division, usually you're going to get ladies that are 20 years plus that have been married or that have been married and they're divorced or they're widowed. Or you're going to get ladies that are 30, don't want to call myself out, but I'm 30 plus. Not plus, but if you get ladies that are 30 or older that are single and have never been married.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, not really the reject group, but it's kind of like the group for the ladies that aren't married and that are single or that have been married and that are divorced or widowed. So it's kind of like that in-between group. And, you know, you're not a miss anymore and you're not married, so it's just the middle group for us.
Well, that's great that they have a competition. You said that interview was a big part of this pageant. What was the hardest interview question that you've encountered either at this pageant or one of your pageants, one of your other pageants that you've been in?
The hardest question that I would probably say, it's usually, one question does not stick out in my mind, but mm-hmm. It's usually the questions that are the simplest that really get you. I mean, like, you know, if you could be such and such animal, what would you be and why? Because to me, typically, I don't sit around and think, well, if I could be an animal today, well, let me see, what would I be? So, I mean, it's usually those type of questions that are the hardest, and you do get those. I do recall one that has came to mind where you've got a gentleman that had asked if you were stuck on a desert island, what would be things that you would take with you if you could take like five different things? So I've had that one, and it kind of makes you sit back and think, and like, oh, what would I take, you know? So it's just those little untypical questions that aren't really about you or your profile that really get you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be back with more of this year's U.S. Ms. Phaedra Flowers in just a moment here on the Pageant Cast.
Pageant Cast.
Well, early voting is in progress, and November 7th is the general midterm election. Take some time to research the issues, discuss the candidates with your friends and associates, call the campaigns, listen to radio, TV, podcasts, newspapers, anything you can get your hands on. Yes, put a little bit of effort into making sure that you make the most informed choice possible. It is the one true freedom that you have, exercising your right to choose your elected representatives. Please take the time on November 7th to let your voice be heard, and thank you for being a good American and taking time out of your busy days to make a difference. This public service announcement is brought to you by FreshMediaWorks.com.
Well, remember, you can get the PodSafe music that we play on this program by going to music.poncho.com. And this next song comes from The Wild Bunch. It's called Yeah Yeah, Stomp the Bleachers. When I heard this song, and it's been one of the top 10 PodSafe music selections for a little while here, I thought of course, it's set up for sporting events, etc., but you could clearly see that this could be used in pageantry as well, so I thought you'd like to hear it. Here's Yeah Yeah, Stomp the Bleachers on the Pageant Cast.
So throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Everybody in the house, if you're ready to party, let me hear y'all say, oh, oh, oh.
times. I gotta put the team on my back to make sure that we win and bring it back. Stomp and let them know you in the building. Everybody, men, women, and children. We ain't gonna do the wave no more. We gonna stop till we knock the bottom out of the floor.
From the front to the rear, we gonna make one thing real clear. To all my people getting down right here, we gonna party like this all year.
So throw your hands in the air and wave on like you just don't care. Everybody in the house, if you're ready to party, let me hear y'all say, oh, oh, oh.
The bunch is here to make things clear. A brand new sound getting all up in your ear. Yeah. We here. This is something different. Making a crowd go wild with our instruments. Raising the bar to increments. Stomp with the bunch and make
go dance. Go hands in the air and wave on like you just don't care. Everybody in the house, if you're ready to party, let me hear y'all sing. Oh, oh, oh.
Third down, the short, who do you go to? The game's on the line, let's take it old school. The band plays the tune, so then I know you. Stomp the bleachers in your new and old shoes. You and your whole crew, you know we hitting hard. The bunch breaking it back, go get the rookie card. Inside the 20 yard, they call it red zone. Give it up for the team so we can head home.
From the front to the rear, we gon' make one thing real clear. To all my people getting down right here, we gon' party like this all year.
So throw your hands in the air and wave on like you just don't care. Everybody in the house, if you're ready to party, let me hear y'all sing. Oh, oh, oh.
Enjoy all kinds of music? Then lend me your ear. Here at the Ed's Mixed Bag Podcast, listeners enjoy all genres of pod-safe and independent artists.
Excellent.
You can even win a prize on the Mystery Sound Contest. And for all the geeks out there, there's Ed's Software Tip. New segments are being imagined at this very moment. So join me, Ed Ovette, by downloading an episode today. Simply point your browser to edsmixedbag.com.
This is Maria Bell, Mrs. American Beauty, and I listen to Tim say Tierra Dreams at the end of each episode of the Pageant Cast. It doesn't have to be a dream, though. Check out Mrs. American Beauty's website at www.missamericanbeauty.com and learn how you can get involved in the newest and hottest pageant in the United States.
We have some great interviews coming up here on the Pageant Cast. Maria Bell, the first ever Mrs. American Beauty. She's been around the pageantry community for a while. Maria Bell coming up in a Pageant Cast in the near future. Mata Papadoukos, who is our current Mrs. Globe. Mrs. Globe 2006, we called her all the way in Greece, got a hold of her, and got an interview. That's coming up very shortly here on the Pageant Cast. I've been hyping this for a while with all of her pod-safe music. Miss Louisiana 1995, the incredible Carmen Tyler. Coming soon to the Pageant Cast. Ricky Klaus, Miss American Beauty. The first ever Miss American Beauty. Coming to the Pageant Cast in the near future. Caitlin Morrell, Miss Wisconsin USA 2007. She actually came into our studios, and we'll be playing that interview on the Pageant Cast in the immediate future. Caitlin Morrell, the new Miss Wisconsin USA.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Healthcare Now, I'm Erin McLean. coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. They may be signs of asthma. An estimated 12 million Americans currently suffer from it. Emergency medicine specialist Dr. Rich O'Brien.
One out of eight children suffers from asthma, and asthma attacks lead to over a million visits to emergency rooms every year. Many of these visits can be avoided with proper treatment.
Dr. O'Brien says there are effective treatments to prevent symptoms of asthma from occurring in the first place. And an important way to manage asthma is to talk to your doctor and learn more about what may be triggering your asthma attacks.
Triggers may include pollen, secondhand smoke, pets, and dust. Don't let a small problem become a big one. Asthma can be controlled by identifying what triggers your attacks and properly using your asthma medication.
For more information on new medicines in development, visit innovation.org. That's Healthcare Now from Pharma. I'm Erin McLean.
Here's something I bet you didn't know. On Wednesday, October 18th, Miss Universe Zuleika Rivera, Miss USA Tara Conner, and our Miss Teen USA Katie Blair rang the opening bell at the American Stock Exchange. Again, that was on Wednesday, October 18th. Erin McNaught, who is our Miss Universe Australia, has decided to go into stand-up comedy. You want to learn more about that? It's posted on September 22nd in the PageantCast News Desk. Now here's an interesting one for all of you. Our new Miss New Jersey USA 2007 is Ashley Harder, and she's an on-air host for the CW Channel 57 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You can find out more about her on our October 25th posting to the PageantCast News Desk.
Lifestyles, I'm TK Anderson. True beer lovers know the trick to great beer and cheese combinations is to let your taste buds guide you. Unlike wine and cheese, there are no strict guidelines for what complements each other best. Brent Wirtz is a beer expert and executive chef at the Kingsville Resort and Spa in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Beer and cheese go so well together. The key to that relationship is that beer is a great palate cleanser, which really leaves you with a wonderful balance in your mouth. The other thing is that beer and cheese really don't compete with each other flavor-wise. They really do work as harmony with one another.
Chef Wirtz, do you have any suggestions for a great pairing?
A good example would be a light lager like Michelob Light. Offers a great, crisp finish. And then we can go back to that brie. And when you combine it, you just get a great balance in your mouth. There's a website called herestobeer.com. This is a wonderful website that's really about appreciating beer.
That's Lifestyles from Anheuser-Busch. I'm TK Anderson.
Hey, good news, folks. People that like Vanessa Williams, at least her co-starring role in Ugly Betty, it has been picked up with an order of 9 additional episodes, making it a first full season. Ugly Betty will be on the air. Hey, I want to remind everybody, if you want to get your pageant announced on the PageantCast News Desk, or even possibly here on the PageantCast itself, just shoot us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. If you send us a photo, we'll put it out on our Flickr account as well and get you some cross promotions. A lot of people do searches out on Flickr, so let's get those out to me. I'll be happy to put them up.
And we are back with Phaedra Flowers here on the PageantCast. Well, you told us a lot about your interview in the last break. Can you tell us what type of prizes are associated with U.S. Ms.?
This year's prizes for the national winner, we will be receiving a savings bond. We got definitely a crown. You get flowers, a beautiful banner that's custom made with gorgeous rhinestone stacks in it. A nice trophy. It's actually a plaque. An evening gown. We get our fees to pay to come back to Las Vegas next year to crown our successor.
Oh, great!
Just little knick-knack things, jewelry, fragrances, just things like that. Just fun stuff. Fun, girly stuff.
Now, okay, how did you prepare to become the U.S. Ms. 2006?
Well, definitely by, sometimes titles and pageants like this aren't just a one-time deal where you prepare for just that one pageant. I haven't found it to be that way. It's, you know, over years of competing in different pageants, just preparing myself of being on stage, working out, getting fit, doing interview skills or interview coaching with different people. You know, it takes a while to get yourself prepared and to go to a competition, and it depends on how hard you work for it. If you really work for it and you want it, you're going to go out there and get it, and you're going to succeed.
And that's great advice. Just kind of keep it up. Now, as U.S. Ms. 2006, have there been any appearances that you've had the opportunity to make?
The only appearances that I've done so far, I was asked to be a special guest at a local hometown pageant of mine, the Soldiers Reunion Pageant, so I was a judge there. And then I was a guest at the International Raceway Park in Indianapolis.
So that
was pretty cool.
That is. So tell me, you ever find yourself just walking around the house with the tiara on?
No.
You never just check that it's okay and all that?
No, I have it sitting out on my dresser, but I don't just kind of randomly pick it up and put it on. I don't do that, no.
Now, do you intend to keep competing in pageants, or what's next for you?
You know, what's next so far has been I'm starting to direct my own pageant system, actually a preliminary to go to the Southern U.S. Miss and the U.S. Miss National Pageant. So that's first on the list. Maybe I will continue to compete. I'm not sure. I feel like I'm getting too old to compete, but I need to kind of focus my direction in a different area of, like, maybe directing or judging some more, because I really enjoy that, and I enjoy being a part of the pageant system. So I may compete. This depends. But right now I'm looking at judging and directing.
I don't know about this too old stuff. I'm looking at your picture right now. You look great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
So if you do start another system, let us know, and we'll talk about it here on the Pageant Cast, okay?
Okay. I would love to. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Is there anything I missed today that you would like to share with our listeners?
You know, one of my sayings that I always keep for myself is, if you can imagine it, you can dream it. You know, if you can think of it, you can become it. I mean, you just have to set your goals, and they don't have to be high, but, you know, set them and, you know, work hard at them and achieve them. I mean, a goal is something that you set for yourself, and if you work hard, you're going to achieve it no matter what. So just, you know, live big, live life, and always love.
And set your goals, and you could be U.S. Ms. 2007, right?
That's right, or anything else you may dream of.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program today, and that was U.S. Ms. 2006, Phaedra Flowers. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and I appreciate you having me.
TKPN Podcast.com.
Before we close today's show, I'd like to thank our good friend Phaedra Flowers, U.S. Ms. 2006, first of all, for the wonderful interview, and she has been a great friend out there on MySpace. Really love talking to Phaedra, so keep in touch, Phaedra, and we hope to hear from you many, many times in the future. She's working on a couple pageants that she's going to direct. I expect nothing but the greatest of success from her in the future. Remember, we're on the podcast Pickle at Pickle number 10128. You can listen to us right on the Pickle, or you can subscribe to us easily enough. If you use iTunes, just click on the simple link right at www.pageantcast.com, and you'll get each new episode completely free of charge. We're always looking for volunteers to help us at the Pageant Cast. Drop us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com, and let's see what we can do together. Hey, stay subscribed. You know, I tell everybody to stay subscribed. You know why? Because my good friend Mark Bars always tells us at the end of his shows to stay subscribed. Sound like a good idea for for all of our listeners as well. So stay subscribed. But this Mark doesn't say Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.